So this kid has asthma. They tell you there's eosinophils in the sputum sample. There's charcoal-laden crystals, which are an eosinophil protein called galactin 10, seen in asthmatics and also in those with pulmonary allergies. Vignette could have also mentioned Kirschman spirals, which are small mucus plugs seen in asthmatics. So looking at the answers here, just various chemical mediators. You need to know that leukotrienes C, D, and E4 cause bronchoconstriction and have relevance in the pathology of asthma. Now, this also comes down to the arachidonic acid pathway, which can be shunted either through the cyclooxygenase path or through the leukotriene, the lipoxygenase path. So not to get too heavy on detail, number one, just merely know that arachidonic acid is a precursor for leukotrienes, okay? Arachidonic acid can be shunted down the lipoxygenase pathway, makes your leukotrienes, those cause bronchoconstriction, you can get your asthma, okay? Xylutan is a drug that inhibits lipoxygenase, and Montelukast, Zafirlukast are two agents that inhibit the leukotrienes C, D, and E4 receptors. LTB4, do not confuse, okay? LTB4 has no relation to bronchoconstriction. It's a neutrophilic chemotactic molecule, okay? Now, also some relevance, vignettes like aspirin or NSAID-induced asthma. Now, if you give an NSAID, if you give aspirin and you block cyclooxygenase, for the production of prostaglandins, prostacyclin, then your arachidonic acid is shunted down the lipoxygenase pathway and you get more leukotrienes. So if they tell you 16-year-old went snowboarding and he had some sore muscles, he took an NSAID or an over-the-counter med for pain relief, and then he gets wheezing, they just want you to know that's aspirin-induced asthma, okay? He got more leukotriene production as a result. It's referred to as Samter triad, when S-A-M-T-E-R, when a patient has aspirin-induced asthma. It's aspirin hypersensitivity, number one. Number two is aspirin-induced asthma, and number three is nasal polyps. Okay, so yeah, be aware of leukotrienes in the pathology of asthma. Looking at some of the wrong answers, IF and gamma, you just need to know that is the answer for maintaining granulomas, okay? So macrophages will secrete IL-12, interleukin-12. That will stimulate T cells to secrete IF and gamma, and IF and gamma in turn will maintain granulomas. Interleukin-1, that causes fever. Okay, so in a patient who has septic shock, they'll tell you guy cut his leg in the backyard. He got a cellulitis, led to sepsis, and he's got a fever and low blood pressure. And they'll ask you for the chemical mediators, and the answers will be IL-1 and TNF-alpha. So TNF-alpha also being an answer choice here. So interleukin-1 would be responsible for the fever. TNF-alpha causes low blood pressure. Okay, it causes increased vascular permeability. That's the key detail for USMLE is TNF-alpha, increased vascular permeability, and that's what causes low blood pressure and septic shock. Interleukin-10, you merely need to know, is an anti-inflammatory molecule. Okay, there's other details as far as stimulating TH2 pathway, but you just merely need to know, this is how the USMLE tests it. They'll say, like, in theory, if we were to give an interleukin that could decrease an inflammatory response, which one would it be? And it's interleukin 10. That's just what they assess. So once again, you just, the take-home point is being aware that leukotrienes, LT, C, D, and E4 are involved in asthma. Patients can get aspirin-induced asthma. And drugs such as Xylutan, Montelukast, and Zafirlukast are effective, are notably effective in patients with aspirin-induced asthma. Okay, that's it.